This is Twit.
Another modular phone.
Another one.
Another modular phone.
We must ask ourselves,
exciting.
Do we care?
Is anybody buying these? That's what I want to know.
Yeah,
I want to know who's buying these. But
I love that I'm like the biggest fan of the modular phone, and yet I've yet to put any money down.
Yeah.
Those of you who didn't check the internet today or this week, whenever you're listening to this podcast, Motorola has revealed the Moto Z2 Force, which is the successor to the Moto Z2 Play. However, it is a nicer package. If you think about it, or at least if you look at the specs, it's got the same shatterproof screen, which has kind of been a Motorola staple for a while now. It's got all the features of the Z2 Play, but it has a Snapdragon 835, which is a little more recent. A dual rear camera setup for depth effects. One's monochrome and one's color. And actually, I believe there's some Huawei phones out there that use this sort of mechanism to compose photos. It also has a smaller battery than some of its predecessors.
Wow.
2,730 milliamp battery pack compared to 3,000 milliamp. But of course, this is a modular phone. So if that really bugs you, well, you could probably go get a power pack. And maybe you can even get one of those fancy ones from last gen on Amazon at a discount price. This phone retails for $730 to $810.
Depending on which carrier you get it at.
Yes. So whatever, I was trying to do the math in my head, and then you said it, and then I interrupted you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, I think for the most part, I think they're officially saying somewhere around $800, but I saw some places online that different carriers with their deals and stuff might get a little less expensive. But yeah, I mean, definitely on the upper end.
There's also a 360-degree camera that was announced. It's a mod. It's capable of 4K video and on-device editing. So kind of a lot like what the Gear 360 is for Samsung phones and the Samsung ecosystem. It's also part of a phone-size snap-on case with a built-in battery. So if you do decide that you want to make these 360 videos, well, you don't have to worry about the small battery pack. This one, though, however, will cost you an extra $300, which if you think about, like, the Gear 360, I believe, was in the $400 range.
Mm-hmm.
I have not Googled what it costs now, but I know last year's cost $400. So
yeah,
it's
right up there.
It's about the same. But still, this is a $700 phone, $750, around there, around there.
Yeah, well, the old model Gear 360 is around $199.
Yeah, and the new one should be...
Yeah, what is the new one? 2017. Is it even out yet? It is out now.
It is out.
Yeah, but I mean, the difference, of course, there, I suppose, is that the 360, works with more phones than just a single phone versus like this modular approach that's very custom to that particular line of Motorola phones. Maybe it's not that much different, because does the Gear 360 work with phones that aren't Samsung devices? I don't think it does. I think it only connects to Samsung devices.
The old one only connected to Samsung devices, and I haven't tried to hook up the Gear 360, the new one, to anything else, I just kind of use Samsung with Samsung as part of the experience.
Yeah,
so,
it's part of,
I mean,
certainly what they hope.
That's honestly why. But regardless, there are other mods, of course, that you can get for the Moto Z2 line of devices, including a gamepad, which people have been showing off today on the internet. It looks, a lot of people are saying it kind of looks like the Switch.
Once it's all popped in there, it does.
It looks like the Switch when it's all popped in there.
That mod makes a lot of sense to me, to be honest.
That's pretty cool.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, I like that one too.
So the question of the day surrounding this phone, this is definitely flagship territory. Francisco, is it a smart idea for Motorola to place so much of their bets on Moto Mods? Obviously, it was a different direction for them to go. But Ron Amadio from Ars Technica, I was kind of reading his write-up of his hands-on with this. He made a really good point that Motorola had dedicated itself to, I think, 3 years of support, 3 years around its Moto Mods, which in essence locks Motorola, kind of ties their hands to a certain degree in the design of the devices that kind of keeping up with the trends in the space and not as able to do that. Do you think that was a good gamble for Motorola to make, Francisco? What do you think about the whole modular aspect of this?
Before I go into the modular thing, asking that price for such a device, it's an insult, in my opinion. I guess there are much cheaper options, such as the OnePlus 5 or even the Pixel right now. The chip is a bit older, but the package is so much nicer, plus the software. I feel offended because Motorola used to be a game changer, not just by price, but also software. And the hardware was good enough. And now they are just deep into Lenovo's mindset and trying to copy Apple here and there. Like, they are proud of having a very thin device. But then you waste that money on the device and you have to invest more into a mod that you will eventually lose or just forget to bring with you when you leave the house, just as you often forget about your smartwatch or smart ring or whatever crap smart thing you have. Mm-hmm. So I think they are just milling everyone. And I just don't care, to be honest, about Motorola anymore after the changes they've been making.
I have to offer, at least this is what I think might be the idea behind the pricing, is that this is going to be subsidized heavily, I think. We're not we don't do subsidies anymore in this world. It's going to be kind of pushed very heavily by Verizon. Like, we're going to give you this phone. This phone's going to be free in 2 months as soon as, like, the Note 8 comes out.
Yeah,
it's gonna be the free phone, and they're just gonna give it to everybody at Christmas and go buy one get one free, and we'll send you a bunch of mods, and that's what's gonna happen. So it's
and
okay
then
if
you'll
it's
be
750
with the old software, old Android, crappy update scheme. I think the only country in the world that still lives by that standard is the US. Nobody here in Europe cares about subsidizing. You just buy the phone and no contracts, no crap, and the updates are fast. Just kill that, please. Stop it.
Well,
if we could, we would.
That's a deeper conversation about differences.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Francisco, you mentioned the update aspects of this, and I was like, God, what has Motorola under Lenovo been?
Yeah.
I looked up the Computer World article, J.R. Raphael, who has not been on in a while. I swear we're going to get him on one of these days, but he's awesome.
I miss him.
He always writes kind of like a report card on updates, which is really handy to check in on from time to time. And the last one I believe he wrote was last February, so I'm sure there will be an update sometime soon. But as of that point, he scored Motorola under Lenovo an F in length of, you know, in updates. Communications super poor, length of time for upgrade, 88 days, if not longer, length of time for upgrade, to reach the current flagship, 88 days, to reach previous gen flagship, still waiting. You just don't know what you're going to get with Motorola. And that's a definitely a big consideration. If you're charging that much for a phone, I think in the Android world, you should have your feet to the fire to really ensure the update aspect of this stuff.
But
at the
it's
very
a
least.
Verizon phone, so it doesn't matter. Because it's for selling stuff.
Yep.
I mean,
that's the problem.
The people that I know in my life there's some people who have this phone and they have it because it was the most cost efficient phone to upgrade to, and now they have plenty of more things for Verizon to sell them on.
Mm-hmm.
To extra accessories.
Yeah,
that's how you make that squilla.